My childhood, I remember we had a home because my father was a builder. His brother was the builder, a very big builder in Bundaberg, his brother. Mm. They all came up from Mudgee. That's where they all lived. Mm. And we lived in this house and my brothers and sisters went to school. I'm 4 years younger than them, so I was at home a lot. So when I was a small child, I would go next door. They had a gate, the back gate, and I'd play over there all day with them, and they talked to me. So I was so happy to talk to the man, the father of the house, because obviously I was a small child, and he would be tinkering with his truck, and I'd be asking questions, and he had the patience to talk to this little girl. And I'd go upstairs and I'd get lovely things made, cakes, and I'd be eating those, and they'd look after me all day, and then they'd tell you eventually you'd have to go home. And then I'd go home and probably my brothers and sisters coming home from school. But that was my life of enjoyment. And then my brothers and sisters, underneath the house of these houses on stilts, they built the most enormous shop. To me it was, anyway. So they got wrappings and cans from every house in the neighbourhood, and they made a shop there. So that all the kids in the neighbourhood would come and play shop, come through the front gates. We're playing shop today, and I was not allowed to play. I had to be the baby in the pram. So they'd wheel me around. I remember that when we had the bath, we had a bathtub upstairs. It was surrounded with all big green frogs. And they used to sit on the bath, and I used to give them all names. I was not scared one bit. I thought, that's normal, having big green frogs sitting on you.